Again, similar on the base. Sif Yud Ches. We still haven't finished the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Yud Ches. Let's pick up from Sif Katan Pevav. So now, new case. The regal of the Aleph touched the gag of the Aleph. So what does that mean? So the Aleph is written, there's three strokes. One is what's being referred to here as the gag, which is the long line which goes down the middle. Then you have a yud on top, on the right side on top, a right side up yud. Then you have an upside down yud on the lower left. So those yud should not touch liga bagag ela bedakus shebehem. The only place it touches is at the small point of the yud on the bat, which is on the bottom of the right side up yud, that touches the gag. And the same thing with the upside down one, the small point, which is the only top, touches. Kama she's part of the Kama Mishabura, Siman Lamavah, but then it's Rasa Isius. And this touched besides that. Openeho Aleph, Pifanim, the gag Shatachteho. What does it mean? Hano Hayud Hoyun, the upper yud. The face of the yud went too far and it's touching directly to the gag. That's possible. So the point is it's touching enough that it loses the tzura of the aleph. If it's fattened out a little bit more than you want it to be, so it doesn't look nice. Inisher hefresh emekach klum bein shorach shum tikkun. I should come prepared with paper. And with a pen, which makes the pictures that I want the way I want to. Because this pen doesn't really do a good job. So you're an aleph, you start in the upper left, and you have a line going down. And you start on the right side, you have a yud, which goes there, and you have a certain, on the other side, you have a yud going like that. A bad picture, but that's close enough approximation. So one case would be that this is touching over here. So that's one. That was the first. It's touching somewhere other than by the dock over here. Part of the face of the yud has a line touching it to that. Or if this fattened out too much, this leg fattened out too much, so it looks more like, instead of looking like a yud, it looks like a straight line, more like a straight line. The leg part of the aleph expanded, and the gag part didn't expand. The gag of the yud didn't expand, so it doesn't look like a yud anymore. So as opposed to having your yud, you would have
what part of the aleph?
The head of it is like thicker, and then it comes thin as it goes down. It was thick over here also, to the point that it lost its surus yud. He says that that's only happened a little bit. It was ispashat ma'at. So if I mean it's passion ma'at, if I know doctor the for Yovek Siva, if it's spread out a little bit, it doesn't look nice. Well being the short half shameklum, it means sarashum tikkun. If it's clear that the top part is distinct from the leg coming down, you're fine. So in that situation, the tikkun is not enough just to separate them. Take away the place where it's touching, and then it's considered the letter is proper, because that would be a problem of chok teichus. So you have to remove everything which is dumb psul, and then you have to rewrite it. Pay test. Call hainu shigur haregel kuloi. So that whole leg would have to be removed. Now, we could argue, you have to make it should look like an olive. Well, that's very easy. You detach the urine from the gag, it's not an olive anymore, like I said before. Even if the child will read it right, that's not a tzuras olive anymore, halacha says. So that should be enough. He said that that's not true. Because kimish nitzav kolor regel b'psul, we saw this idea already before. Whatever is written b'psul is not; it has to be removed and redone. Mechem nidbak yud sha'al ha'alav begag shatachtov. So if it the yud touched the gag which is below it, certainly recall yud l'kasa mechadosh. The yud has to be rewritten. Now, Riesh Machrim take it a step further. So, if the order is that you do the middle, the normal order is you do the middle line, then you do the top one, and then you do the bottom one. So, if when you wrote the top, it touched. So, when you write the bottom, it's already been not Nasib Psul. Is being done as a separate stroke, but it's already not a tzuras ois anymore. So that's called that the bottom one is also done with psul, even though it's a totally separate stroke. So that he brings his machmirim on that, and he says he can be makel. He's tzarchi, and if you have to be machmir on that, b'diavad, at least that you can be makel b'diavad. Okay. Then. V'chein adin b'yudei hashin b'tzadik. So now the Ramah said the same thing will be in the heads of the shin of the tzadik. The hanush ayud nas a kav yosher v'les tzuris yud. So one of them, instead of being the head being looking like a yud, which has a gag and then a leg, it was just a straight line down. If that happened, that's a problem. But if the leg again is a little bit thicker than you would have liked to make it, as long as it clearly looks like a yud in the sense that there's a clear head and then a leg, that's fine. The problem would be if the leg is too thick, and therefore it looks like it doesn't look like a head and a leg. It looks like it's all straight line. That's not kosher. So you'd have to be. So you'd have to remove that and redo it. The same thing, the pay. So over there, the pay is upside down, but the yud is upside down inside the pay, but it's the same problem. It looks like a straight line as opposed to a head and a leg going up. Right? So you have to remove that whole thing and redo it. Okay. Mishavur Tzadi Aleph. Within him, a regal has smally shalatov nasa yosher. If the left leg of the tuf is supposed to have a little bit of a foot sticking out, it didn't do that. It just came a straight line down and didn't have the foot sticking out of the bottom. So that leg was not written properly. So in these situations, why do you have to do greiro? So, in many cases, if the leg is too thick, the answer is to make the head bigger. And that you'll solve the problem that way. You don't have to do gerer, you can do the same thing.
Do what instead of
So the regal of the tuf, which comes down, it's a straight line, so add the foot. Right. So, Elamai what? Right.
That wasn't your intention initially. You didn't have that intention.
Right, you stop there. So, but there's no luck at head. I mean, we write it in one stroke. We write that whole thing in one stroke. We write the tough. It looks like it starts with a race. You start from the left. You go down, and then you write the regal of the tough going down. Okay, so you didn't do that. Okay, but it's not ma'akev if you're doing it two strokes. So you're doing it two strokes. You do one leg down, then one over. Like, why is that a problem? See, he has difficulty understanding that.
So, ma'am.
That works for an aleph also. So, now. You haven't continued further.
It should not even, it should be even letters. The Rebbe Tevis is Osius afterwards. Dilav Hachi Bevadi Lomahani Tikun Latov Kegavna Bishum Zlushal Kesidron Kimin Shemboy Atad Service Tov. But if you went, you wrote further, so that you don't have a solution. Right now, it doesn't look like a tough. You wrote the next letter before you finished this letter. So even if you tell me that you can just add the foot and solve the problem, but it's too late because you wrote the next letter. It means this: the letter, the tough, wasn't written properly. You went to the next letter. You can't go back and fix and add on to your tough. So that's a problem. Okay. Simon, sip your test.
So suppose you saw the next letter, then while you're doing it, you realize you shouldn't have. Can you intentionally make it improperly after erasing it?
Yes.
That's what you can return.
Yeah. Okay, your test. Now we're moving out, moving away from Surah Zoys for a little bit. I'm dealing with the lachos of intent. Mitzchilas haksiva yarmer befiv. When you start writing, you should verbalize, you should pronounce and say, and ikaisib l'shem kedushas tefillin. I'm writing this l'shem kedushas tefillin. That's number one. Milvad zeh. Besides that requirement of that making that declaration, chopam shekaisib askar. Every time you write Hashem's name. It has to be written for the purpose of giving a kedusha to the Shem Hashem. Hagol comes to her mother and says, you don't need peh, machshav is good enough. Since at the beginning of the ksiva, you're writing with this the Shem kedusha still, and that you declared. That requires piv. Therefore, according to that, so you get to askara. It's we understand that it has the purpose of being ashamed of being part of the ksivas tefillin. So the machshava is enough. The yeshal hagel b'di'evad, that's good enough with machshava. Now, kushabol and nam name lo yichtev de'enu kaisib oz bekavon. If a person starts getting a little bit drowsy, so even though he's a very good writer, he can write properly without too much focus. But the problem is, so that works for the ksiva part, but it doesn't work for the intent part, because you're now in a state of mind where you're dozing off. Okay. Tzak the Mishnah Berurah, Tzadi Beis, Betchilas. So you have to make this declaration at the beginning of the writing. Even if the first letter, one letter was written not for tefillin purposes, so that will apostle the tefillin. So maybe you'll rewrite it. You cannot just run the kulmus over it again a second time, add more ink, the shame tefillin. It's too late. The tchilas ritzalimer. When we say the word tchila, we mean tchilas kaparshias yomer. When you're writing all of the parashias, you make a knee. Because the parashias elu l'shem tefillin. I'm declaring all of the four parashias I'm going to write afterwards will be the same tefillin. Mahani min zem idin afilu im hipsik ben parashias. Even if you interrupted in between the parashias, you took a break. Since you declared the beginning, you're writing all of them for that purpose. So that is all a continuation of that original declaration. But it's better that you should redeclare as you get to each parsha that you're doing this parsha of the shame, because really they're not written one in the Torah. So each one should be declared separately. So Yisha writes, I'm writing this shame because it's just thrilling. No, it's still near the Huadin Batikan Hoysius and Ifrod is in Sarkli Shmon. We said before, you had letters which were touching, etc. We have to correct them without ksiva, because if it's just a problem, let's say, of Mukhav Gvil, you can remove. So the removal, which is also being mashed on the tefillin, has to be done on the Shem Kedusha's tefillin. Ha'al Balab Ha'chi Tefillin Haim Psulin, Dein Aleihem Tzuris Oisius Karoi. They're not, kosher as is. So you're making them kosher. That has to be done with Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Yomer. Yomachar Kosev, Sarkam Hul, Yomer, Kain Af Emsa Keshu Mastu. If somebody else is going to take over, so he has to declare when he's in the moment when he takes over, that's what he's doing. So you can't say that the second person is just an automatically continuation of the first person. He has to make his own declaration when he starts writing. Just thinking it is not enough. I'm a chilushim kiveger. Which he raised a question. He wanted to argue that possibly that would be that machshava would be enough. Wait a second. Right, because over here in Sivches, Sivkon Chavdal, by the case of the cloth, which he said has to be moved with lishma, it says the language of this toiv lahotzi b'svasov, and b'diavad machshava is enough. So even like Tziva, we said that you need piv dafka, and machshava is not enough, even with the Yavid. So why over here by klaf, is it better, but it's not required? So there, Kiveger pointed out, because there are opinions which the Shulchan Aruch Rav pointed out, somebody pointed out, Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the rest of the Dishah quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that there are some sheikhs which hold that the cloth does not require Ibn Lishma at all. So we will combine that opinion plus the opinion that Machshav is enough and Machshav B'di Yavid. Ksivas Oysias Lishma, everybody holds you need. So even if there's one sheikh which holds B'di Yavid as Kasher with Machshav, we're not going to rely on that opinion. Okay. Sarivot. So a person has to announce that he's, I'm writing this Hashem Kedushas Tulim. And he says, "V'yesh Kosher Dachan Shiyamer Oz Gam Kain Chos Karish Shaboy Hashem Kedushas Hashem." It's also worthwhile when you make the original declaration to say, "I'm writing everything. I'm writing is Hashem Kedushas Tulim, and all of the names of Hashem are with intent that they should have Kedushas Hashem." Which that might work. So even though you didn't say, if you forget before one of the shemas to make the declaration, you have the original you read your original announcement. The shema yishkach hakach lekadosh Hashem b'mikarmoy v'ayin b'erlocha. So the b'erlocha mitchilas. The ring says this is a quote from a Taz. Taz is masking the chachil you should announce each time, but the evidence is kosher, and this is a prima godim. He says it's a pella though. It's about the end of the. It's four lines on the bottom. Well, the pella shalei heavy the lechem chamudas behilchus sifratar polig the fill of the evidence mahani. This idea that the Taz says that the original declaration, the beginning of your ksiva, that all of the time, every shem Hashem should be written for the purpose of kedushas Hashem. According to Lechem Chumudas, doesn't work. You have to do it each time before each time you write Hashem Hashem. So the Prima Gadim should have quoted the Lechem Chumudas that he argues on the Taz. And the Berachah Yoreis of Pasins like the Lechem Chumudas, not like the Taz. Okay. He says, one thing I will say in a case, if you're not sure if you made a declaration at the beginning, which is how it holds works, and then you're not sure along the way, if one time you forgot to announce it again, but each time you write Hashem Hashem, then b'diavad would be samech on the times. Tzadi Zayin. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So you're writing Hashem Elokeinu, Echad. You're writing these Hashem Kedushas Hashem. Each one Hashem Kedushas Hashem. So that's one declaration will work for them.
Taz said you only need Kavana at the beginning.
We'll have to announce it. Okay.
If you're in the middle of it, you're masupik, and you know that you made the original announcement when you first started. Is it better to say it?
What do you mean? You already said it right now.
Don't say it. Yeah, like you. I guess you're about to write Hashem's name, right? And you're not sure whether you said it's Lashem.
What do you mean? Did you write it or not?
You didn't write it yet, right? You have to say it before you write it.
Right. So even the Tosafot agrees you have to re-announce it every time. This is Bidiyev. If you didn't, it's kosher. Right?
Not sure, maybe you did.
So. Maybe you did what?
Announce it. I guess you'd have to be like senile, but you know.
So say it again. Well, it doesn't hurt.
It's not a concept.
No.
Yes. He declares. So since the beginning of Siva, he wrote out that he announced it. So over there, so by Askaris, if you have Machshava, it's enough. The announcement at the beginning that you're writing the Shem Kudosh Tefillin, and the Machshava before each time you write the Shem Hashem would be enough. Shukaris the Shem Kudosh Tefillin, Vaftalo Hisker Betkila Kudoshes Askaris Sagi. So why does that work? We're combining. I announce at the beginning I'm writing this the Shem Kudosh Tefillin, the Parsha. I didn't think about the Askaris. I spoke about the Kudosh of the Parshias. Now I'm saying I get to Askara. I think the shame because it's just Askara, but I didn't verbalize it. I said, well, that's okay because you announced at the beginning. I didn't announce at the beginning about the shame Hashem. I announced at the beginning about the parsha. What's the swara? They become welcome already. His good Lashem Kedusha, because at least you said the purpose of this is the shame and the purpose of Tefillin, which in that there's going to be shame of Hashem, which have to become a Kurdish. So that's enough that you're setting the stage that the Machshava now will be sufficient. Even at the beginning, you didn't say it verbally, you only thought it. Relying on the original declaration, but not having a verbal declaration or even a thought process, nothing at all. That's not going to work. Okay. And then he says, "We can make a bit of it." So that if you rely on this opinion, that machshav is enough. But yeah, avachatchila tzarchlam beferish b'chol pam shekaisav askara l'shem kedushas Hashem. Even the Rambam agrees that you have to make the announcement. It's only did in b'diav. Filim amr b'tchila saksiva chol askara shabbat. Even like if you follow that suggestion I told you before, that you should also announce every askara should be the shem kedushas Hashem. That still doesn't take away from the din l'chatchila. You should announce each one separately. Okay, pasku achrei. Okay, cough. Circle out the Bixeris of Yaseris. You have to be careful that you write the letters properly with the extra letters or the missing letters. Shim Chiser or Yitzer Ois Achas Psulim. If you left out a letter or you added in a letter, it's a place where you're supposed to leave, not have a Vav, but you added a Vav, or something of that sort, it's going to be possible. A person will wear that tefillin is wearing tefillin improperly, making bracha l'batala. But I'm sure b'chol yom b'lo mitzvah tefillin. He's not doing tefillin. Nimsa einish ha'sofer meruba. So the sofer wasn't careful, who was careless, is getting a tremendous punishment. The Mishnah reports out he's also gazlim because if you paid for a pair of kosher tefillin, you got a pair of pasul tefillin. So people involved in writing tefillin should be good people, because we have to trust them that they did it right, and there's a lot which can go wrong. Okay, chiser oyiter. Is that the mishmer kuf? Filling my table and he started the kriyosa bezeh. It didn't affect the pronunciation. So you wrote the totafos, which is supposed to be written one time. Chosher, you added above. It's still pronounced the same way, totafos. But it's still possible. It's not how it's supposed to be written. Okay. If you added or lost a letter, it's not only missing a whole letter, even part of a letter, the very little point of the yud, it's also a problem. So your punishment is meruba. Movad oven a gazel lachomer besides the fact that you're a gazel. Therefore, you should only hire people which are chari to the dvar Hashem. Vizelatik poi haploshel levush atzarech more than your name. The levush over here has a long piece. I want to quote it, and it's relevant to our discussion. Bezel Hashem. Look at what you're saying. Achshav kamas tayfrim. You shouldn't do what people what tayfrim are doing. Shemanichem in the orim of Islam the melichtev tefillin kdei sheyargilu b'ksav. You let the apprentices write the tefillin. Because that's where they got to learn. Rachakach roya soifer im lichtavu kilchason bechasiruson viseroison v'sagalei b'hochi. He says, you know what, I'll check over afterwards. And he does. They put it into the batim and they sell them. So you don't give the money to the child, you keep the money, and that's how he's paying for his apprenticeship. They argue that they have a heter for this. We're doing a big chesed. We're taking people which are poor, giving them a potential pranosa by teaching them. We're not charging them anything, you know, and which normally we're charged to teach them, and we're getting, you know, so everybody's happy.
So the Gemara asks.
So the Bush says, "Amani armor yotzes chorim efseder." Batter up. L'toyv he moysim ba'amam. They're not doing proper to klai yisro. Kenar nar. When you're there, but you mean in the smaller. He's a child. He doesn't know the difference between, you know, it's a phrase which means an idiom, which means he doesn't know what he's doing. When l'shum kavana, but he doesn't have the right kavana. All they care about is to look nice. We're not taking the same kedusha tefillin for the purpose of the ksiva, etc. Tremendous punishment. And so you're wearing a tefillin which are possible, and you're wearing machshel people. So people should want to buy it. She says, he'll announce falsely that he wrote it with the right kavano. We'll get tremendous punishment for doing this. Cursed is those who make Melechus Hashem writing tefillin with Ramiya with a trick. Okay, Yizar Kol Sefer Yizachim. He said, "Toivloi, stay away from this." The Lishmoan or Amur Eitzelak Tefillin Ainah Kavan L'Shem Baal HaTefillin. When you say Lishmoan, it doesn't mean you have to write it for the person who wants the Tefillin. Can we get the Tzarek L'Shem Aisha? Aisha written for the people who are going to use it. Rav L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin Ayn Shom has to be written for the Kedushas Tefillin. That's the quote from the Taz. It's definitely okay. Okay. I mean, a royal the person who has the authority. You should appoint people to write tefillin which are anshi emes, trustworthy people. They can't be bought off. There should be people throughout Klal Yisrael, different cities, writing tefillin properly. The same way we appoint Shartim and Boitkim, we should have a system of to check to be on top of the Seifrim. Don't trust all the Seifrim. They make nice looking tefillin. Their goal is money. Making it look nice is not a bad thing. If you have the purpose for the Kedusha part also. That they don't care about. But I said, you get my point. I come to Shinotor. Because I have Shomer, which is one of the late Rishonim, I think. Yichtav Oisius Toivim Matmimus Veloshimuris, they should be written properly. But Mitzum carefully. But Kabbalah Gedarla, but Mitzum slowly, with good Kabbalah. But Yamar Adam Mitzivasa, Kalaviach Mom and Harbi, don't write quickly to be able to sell more. Kyosu Revach Yelach, the Ibud, the Rome, the money that you gain improperly is you're tricking people, so that money's not going to stick around. And you, you're going to go to Gehenna and burn. So the money you don't have, and the Gehenna, so what do you gain? The person writes them properly. You're careful. It's a big excuse. So his example is making sure people write tefillin properly. At what point do we say that the person we should appoint for tefillin writing?
How do you teach young people how to write? What's the right way to do it?
Right way to do it would be that you're gonna, you know, you have a separate training session for them on cloth, not for tefillin purposes. You train them. You're not gonna be using it for tefillin. So it's the extra money on your part, extra time on your part. You know, so you don't want to do that. You know, but that, you know, do real tefillin and give it away. Like, what are you doing?